ask them to go and dig the Gazette of First Republic when people were obeying laws. There's cattle routes and grazing area. Cattle routes where when they are moving up country, north to south or east to west, they have to go through there. If you allow your cattle to stray into any farmer's farm, you are arrested. The farmer is invited to submit his claims. The alcalde or the judge will say, oh, I pay. If you can't, the cattle is sold. And if there is any balance, you are given. And people are behaving themselves. And in the grazing areas, they built earth dams, put windmills, in some places even veterinary departments, so that the herders are limited. Their route is known, their grazing area is known. If there is any problem from the locality, is known. But I'm telling you, this rushing to the center, you know, people just, so I asked for the Gazettes, you know, to make sure that those who encroached on these cattle routes and grazing areas will be dispossessed, you know, and try to bring some order back into the cattle areas. The problem is trying to understand the culture of the cattle rearers. There is a cultural distance between the Tiefs and the Fulanis. So the governor of Benue said, I'm not disciplining the cattle rearers because I'm one of them. I cannot refuse to say I'm not one of them, but he's been very unfair to me. And I told him that the Nigerian cattle rearer was not carrying anything more than a stick. Sometimes with a machete to cut some trees and give it to you anymore. But those sophisticated ones, they are good with AK-47. So from all the Sahel areas, people rush to Nigeria, you know, and Fulani from Mauritania or from Central Africa look the same. So they think they are Nigerian ones. And I assure you that we are trying to resuscitate these cattle routes, grazing areas, and make them accountable. And then this cancelling of taxes is ordinary people like it. But the problem of accountability, you know, when taxes are being paid, people are behaving themselves. But now without taxation, people are doing what they like.
There you go, Lagos, Nigeria. Can we dig in on this right now? Let's talk about the cattle and, of course, grazing areas, cattle routes and grazing areas. Okay, that's what the president's position is concerning that. 0700-993-993-993. I don't have to add anything anymore, right? You heard him yourself. Okay. For the ladies, the number to call is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. I'm not going to give you time, but just make your submissions as quickly and as compact as possible. I would appreciate that. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah. I would just like to, and I don't want to make it a tribal thing, but my impression is that he gives a lot of time to understanding the plight of the Catureras, distinguishing them from the ones that are not indigenous. And yet, the way he lumps together the issue of the Southeast and everything is IPOB and will chase them, it just seems too shallow and it doesn't show that he has enough of the people's interests at heart. Why would you spend so much time distinguishing between the need of the cattle rearers in different areas, what they want, and yet when it comes to the issue of the Southeast, you lump them together and dismiss them. You don't show that level of understanding. These are people who've gone through the Biafran War and suffered a lot of anguish. You don't want to get to know them and engage with them, but you want us to, and we suffered a lot of hardship at the hand of, you know, cattle rearers who have killed people brutally, and yet you're taking time to distinguish between the ones that are with sticks and the ones that are with AK-40. But you don't want to distinguish between the plight of people who are aggrieved and feel marginalized. You want to lump them together and threaten them. And that's what makes me very unhappy with him, because it shows a certain lack of empathy with human beings fundamentally, and it makes me very sad.
Right. Thank you for sharing your thought with me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Chief Quadre.
Morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well.
Chief Quadre, sometimes these people will say, go to Zimbabwe, go to many countries, go to USA, go and see what is happening there. They will be using another country to be comparing to Nigeria. Now, let them call one country now and compare to Nigeria. Which other country now is using cattle as their first priority? Now, our own is to be taking care of cattle and leave human beings. Why are they doing these things? Let them live about this cattle realize. Okay, what of tomatoes that they are bringing from their onions? If they do their things there, they will bring it down here, we will buy. Let them do the same thing there. If they do their cattle, then they will bring it down here, we will buy. So that all these things will not be causing problems. If you see something that will cause problem within you and your brother or the public, you avoid it so that there will be peace in this country. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Yeah, I watched that interview yesterday. I called on Sandra's show, you know, and I told her how pathetic that interview was. I mean, the performance of the president. But I'm not going to rehash it. I just want to say some things. You see, I've seen a once strong and virile man degenerate by virtue of age. My grandfather was 100 years old, right? The point I'm making is that I saw him, how he transited to such an old man, almost helpless. That is the stage where our president, I'm not demeaning the man, I'm not trying to make mess of this man, but I'm saying that that's where our president's state of mind is right now. I think we should help ourselves, and we should never ever, you know, take the risk of putting the fate of this country into the hands of somebody who has obviously lost touch with reality, right? The second thing I want to say, it was like a group of children sitting down and listening to some tales by moonlight. You know, his responses were totally far away from reality. He didn't really give serious solutions that will help this country from where we are right now. That's my own take.
All right, then. Thank you for sharing it. I'm going to jump on the call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
This is Pastor Ladipo, calling from Orilegon. First and foremost, Cherry, I want to blame media houses. You see, it took the owner of that television station yesterday to be at that interview. See, until this journalist is a noble professional, until they begin to see their profession as noble as other professions, they will continue to fall victims of all these things. Why must a whole TV station owner have to be there? Is it part of the condition? Now, let's even keep that aside. Look at the statement.
It never mattered anyway, but go on.
Yes. The president of the president is so incoherent. Sincerely. See, I listened to the president that if the youths want job, they should behave themselves. Ha! Is he telling us as a father now that he's drinking out his cane? If you don't behave, you will not eat this morning. Lastly, he's talking about bringing back a colony of something in the early olden days. That means he's still giving priorities to these headers. He's not even addressing the issue. So the major pain here is this. A president of a nation is a seller of hope. He didn't sell any hope in that interview yesterday. And it's like that interview was even restricted because I saw all the journalists, they will laugh. It looks as if they surround them there that this is the questions you must ask and this is where you need to stop. May God save our nation. Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
You too. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, this is
Oh, wow, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
It's kind of muffled. Are you using hands-free?
Okay, yes. I'm sorry. I can't hear the
Are you here? Okay, she's gone. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, based on my contribution is this. Based on what the president said.
Right.
Actually, he's not attacking the president. We need a present solution. And the issue of registration and for something like the whole colony, you need to register the animals, you need to take in database.
Yeah.
Even right now, we've not fully done a complete and this whole NIN issue. Mm. Talk more of when it comes to cattle rearing, where most of them are not even literate.
Mm.
Most people within those areas are not even, I'm sure they're not even under the Nigerian database.
Mm.
Talk more of immigration database. So all these things, we need to talk about them now. People are dying now. Something, his idea can be done later when we have a stable Nigeria.
Okay.
When we can actually, by then, we've done the necessary things like border controls and all that.
Mm.
Thank you.
We need something right now that can bring succor and bring relief, peace to the troubled areas. I agree with you completely, totally, completely. Let me jump on another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, my dear.
Morning to you.
Are you with me?
Yes, we're with you. Good morning. I'm answering you, sir. Good morning to you.
How are you today?
Very well.
My name is Ben Suarez, calling from Amuod office. Mr. President's speech. Only the point that has disagreed with Mr. President by saying cattle route. We need ranch now. Open grace can offer organ way for this country right now.
Mm.
Because it has caused a lot of damage. But apart from that, when Mr. President say anybody that carry AK-47 to be shot, it doesn't mean, it doesn't say any threat. It's anybody.
Mm.
It may come from Fulani, it may come from Yoruba, it may come from Igbo, it may come from any part of the country.
Mm.
So when you say any criminal that carry AK-47, so for that, I agree with him for that.
Okay.
And coming down to Southwest yesterday, I said, could you tell him, you know, where there's accident, if people die in that accident, nobody will talk of property.
Mm.
Today, you can't talk of infrastructure because insecurity is ravaging the country. But apart from that, if we can come down today and save Nigeria from this security,
right,
when you talk of security, infrastructure,
mm-hmm,
I still could do to Mr. President.
Okay.
But the Southwesterner today, we are happy that we have light rain, and they are expecting a lot from this government, especially three things. Number one, yeah, for free one, this is Lagos to Ibadan rain. Number two, Lagos Ibadan expressway. Number three, second Niger Bridge. If all this happens,
yeah,
one instant, I will press him.
So, all right. Thank you so much for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Harris.
Good morning to you.
This, the way I want to control the line of that woman that talked about our president degenerating. He's thinking before. That's where his mind is.
Mm.
I want to use the word dementia, which is, dementia is for old people. I wish to be old, but I don't wish to be had dementia. But when it comes, no problem. He's thinking backwards. How can you be talking about 1963?
Yeah, but that's not dementia.
Eh? 1963?
It's not dementia. That's not what dementia,
not dementia
is. No, that's not dementia is all about.
Let me tell you, we want somebody that, look, there's no way the foreign Fulani men have infiltrated our own Fulani people here. When we're growing up, we saw Fulani people, all these sticks and cutlass, like exactly what he said. They use that cutlass to cause justice for themselves, for their cattle. So why is it that now they are using the AK-47, they are using rockets, they are using now when they infiltrated our place, they now find that Nigeria has money, they abandon their cattle and start kidnapping people and making money. And you're not thinking about it?
Hmm.
We're talking about cattle. We're not supposed to be talking about how we're going to tackle our food insecurity. There's no food in this country any longer because people are not in the farm. Our president should think deep, please. Think deep. Or somebody think for them.
Morning.
Good morning to you too, Madam Ifi. Thank you for calling me. I'm going to go to WhatsApp right now. Let's take some WhatsApp messages very quickly on our system before we go on a break. Our break is fast approaching. Let's see who is here. Sadiq is in Bega. Sadiq says the president should know that 1963 Gazette cannot work because of population increase and also the police lacks manpower for the current situation. Talk less of monitoring herders stick to their roots. It's so funny that the president's party motto is change and he's not willing to change. So sad. Sadiq, who is in Bega this morning. I'm going to take this one here. This person says, his name is John from Ota. John says, the president's speech, I now see that it is injustice that is dividing this country, not corruption, because Nigeria has always been corrupt and we were not this divided. John from Ota put that across on WhatsApp. Now, this person says, how can you in 2021 resuscitate cattle roots for goodness sake? Are we better than countries with ranches? We are really far away from realities. You didn't let me mention your name, but thank you. Thank you for your thought. I'm going to take another one from WhatsApp very quickly. Who is here? Okay, let's take this one here. Philip is in Lekki. Philip says, the female caller nailed it. It was like sitting and listening to Tales by Moonlight. In fact, it could read their expression. They couldn't ask a question they would have wanted to ask the president. Philip from Lekki put that across on WhatsApp this morning. I'm going to cross over now. Let's go take a few thoughts from Facebook, where we are streaming live. We're live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube as well. If you have comment for me, drop your comment there on the two platforms, Facebook and YouTube, and I'll take them. Oyelowo Abbey says... Ah, Abbey, sorry. You just disappeared. Okay, I can find it now. Says, Buhari... I expected Buhari to also reach the Fulani herdsmen, the language... Teach the Fulani herdsmen the language they should understand and not to be one-sided, because there is game of sentiment in his words. I'm yet to know who are the true Nigerians. Abe Emmanuel from Ikorodu. Thank you, Abe. Let's go to break, Lagos. When we return from this break, I'll take more of your thoughts on Facebook and on YouTube, all right? And your calls as well. Keep them coming in. I'm Sharif Quadri. Lagos, we're back on the Crossfire 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're live on Facebook right now. We're also live on YouTube. 8:42 is time from our studios. I'm Sherif Quadri. Welcome, welcome. Now, let's move on to other areas that the president touched during the interview yesterday. We're going to talk about, let's listen to where the president addressed the issues going on in the Southeast. Take a listen to this.
Well, Southeast, I was encouraged by what I heard. Nobody told me. Two statements from the South. One by elderly people.
South.
Yes, by elderly people. They said this time around there will be no access to sea. I'm sure you will understand what they mean. Again, the youth made the same statement. That encouraged me. So that's a problem. It's just like a dot in a circle. If they want to exist, they will have no access to anywhere. And the way they are spread all over the country, having businesses, having property, I think IPOB doesn't know what they are talking about. In any case, we say you talk to them in the language they understand. We'll organize the police and the military to pursue them. That's what we can do, and we will do it.
What about Twitter?
Twitter? Yes. That I'll give to myself.
We're back on the Morning Crossfire.
There you go. Now, let's talk about it. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Next week on The Crossfire, we would bring policy analysts and social commentators in the studio, and we'll analyze all of these things. But for right now, it is your call. Let's hear what you think about what the president said concerning the issues going on in the Southeast, and of course, IPOB as well. Okay. All right. I'll come to WhatsApp in a moment. And, of course, our Twitter and Facebook live stream. Your comments are coming in. I can see them. I'll take them in a bit. All right. But let's get to the phone lines. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. I think we lost that one. Let's take another one quickly. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Thank you very much. My name is Jerry Mendes.
Your name is?
On this particular...
What's your name? What's your name again?
My name is Jadesimi Idris.
Idris, welcome.
Thank you. What I would just want to say, it's not being sentimental, but as a Nigerian, I just feel what we should be talking about now to safeguard this nation in the next 2 years is to see how we can change this government. For me, this government is incompetent. I'm sorry. I'm a Nigerian, but we have to face the truth. Going by his own traces, the way he reasoned, the way he talked about people, and one-sided, I think we should think on now to change this government for the next 2 years. If not, we'll be in deep shit and we'll be in soup.
Be mindful of what you say on radio, my brother. Baba G is joining us right now. Baba G, good morning to you.
Yes, Sheriff.
Morning.
Morning. Let me say this. One, I'm not claiming to be a fan of Mr. President, but I'm not a fan of IPOB too. If you listen to the president, I'm not supporting him. He mentioned IPOB. And he said there are businesses everywhere. The member of POB as well, they have business everywhere in Nigeria. But I know the Igbos, they are very peaceful people. But this group, IPOB, if you ask me, I respect the leader, Nnamdi Kanu, but it's all trances. If you follow him, I don't understand, and that is the truth. I'm against destruction of properties. Totally, it's condemnable. Because at the end of the day, even if you succeed and you carve out Biafra, they will still use money to build these properties. Please. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. Friday is joining us right now. Friday, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sharif. Good
morning to you.
Yeah. See, Sharif, we can't continue to deceive ourselves. See, we are more than 10 people in our office. To start with, even what the president is saying, we cannot even get it clearly. If it's possible for you, sir, to interpret it clear to us, because nobody is getting it clearly. See, we can't continue like this. Those people who still believe in this government, I just believe they are doing it for their own selfish aim. It's not because they love this country or they love the government. It's because of what they are benefiting from this government. Nobody will say that he's not suffering in Nigeria today. The government, look at the president, the statement of the president. Look at his body language. This is the reason why he's running away to address Nigeria. Because anytime he's come to address us, he offend us, he provoke us. No, see, Sherry, we can't continue like this. It's high time. Enough is enough. We just pray for the next 2 years. For me, the next 2 years is just like 2 weeks away for me. I'm just praying for it. For this man to pack his load and leave us in peace. Thank you very much.
Friday, thanks for calling. Ziggy is in Jowa. Ziggy, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning to you. Sheriff. Yes, please.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, you know, it's been a minute.
I took a serious break on talking on the radio. I did my own business. But the president's speech and what is going on in Nigeria, you know, it made me break my silence. You know, I supported this president when he came to campaign, and by the end of the day, he win and we celebrated. But what is going on have got me thinking, you know. During the previous administration we have in Nigeria, there are people who initiated this phone using, you know, when the GSM came in, the Facebook, Twitter, and the WhatsApp and the rest of other things follow suit. And the other previous government, the ESCC, ICPC, and the rest of other ones. But, you know, this administration have got me thinking, what have these people initiated ever since they got into power? The last 6 years, what have they initiated? Because all the one they have been implementing...
You can't see, seriously, you can't see anything.
You know, because the DVN was initiated by the last administration. We are using in Nigeria, but this very one that Mr. President, current president is championing, what have they initiated? Only cow for us to be you know, cow is their priority, and the one other people initiated, they are stamping down on it. They are closing Twitter, they are closing the walls, the Frisco currency, everything they are closing.
All right.
But they are only initiating cow for you. Us. I think Nigerians will have to wise up and be careful of who we follow.
All right,
yes, I apologize to Nigerians. I supported this government, but believe you me, these people are not it, honestly speaking.
Thank you, Ziggy.
Very much.
You too, Ziggy. Rosie is joining us. Rosie, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you, madam.
God will bless your coordinator.
You too.
God will bless Nigerian Info. Because if it's left in your hand alone, I don't think you bring this topic. You know, you don't like to hear this kind of thing. Make person deflect, they go. The president don't feel us. He don't feel Nigerians. No matter who is clapping for them. Just like we are saying Boko Haram and kidnapping going around. It is going here. And some people are saying it's not in my place, so they can't even come there. Night has spread. Everything has spread. From the president's mouth, you can hear now that there is one section of this country that are going about building houses and having properties. At the end of the day, they are doing what they call destroying Nigerian properties. What is the Nigerian properties they are destroying? In Niger states, everything happened other states, even during Exxon. And Sheriff, please, let me bring to your attention.
Yes, please.
You see this kind of robbery going in this Lagos state now, eh? You remember there was a time this said Yahoo boys, some ordinary people going about their legitimate business, they say SARS used to take them to ATM and then make them to withdraw cash and give them.
That's right.
By fire, by post. You understand? Check the kind of robbery going on now. Check the kind of system that brought about NSAS. Check what is going on. It's not about the Nigerian youths. These are the people that have been sacked, deported out of their, you know, area of work.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day,
right,
they are retrieving another system of getting what they really need for their pocket.
That's right, Rosabi. Thank you very much for your thought. But we'd like to redirect back to our conversation. Sulaiman is joining us. This morning from Lekki. Sulaiman, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Allow me to be sure.
Please. Sulaiman, I don't know where you are right now, but your connection is quite poor.
Okay. I'm in Lekki, probably.
Okay. Your radio is on and very loud. Please turn it off.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
It's better now.
Can you hear me better?
Much better now. Much better.
All right. Please, Mr. President, if you are listening, I want you to please look at what the masses are going through in this country. And if you're a supporter of Mr. President, please, look around. Tell Mr. President the truth of what is happening in this country. People are suffering. Especially the northerners. They are suffering a lot. Majority of them cannot even stay at home again. They left their community outside doing many jobs outside. Please, Mr. President, come to the rescue of this nation. Stop listening to the cabals that are around you that don't want you to know the truth of what is happening in this country. That's my plea on behalf of the youth of this country. Thank you.
Thank you, Sulaiman, for calling me. I appreciate it. I'm going to speak with Chima. Can we talk? Oh, I'm so sorry, Chima. I mean, I'm so sorry. I can't take your call because I am totally out of time. Totally, completely out of time. Okay. Can I? Oh, I can't take your call. I'm sorry. Let me take some messages from WhatsApp. I am Bashir. PMB's interview yesterday was all about protection of the herders' business and threats to other regions. On infrastructure, he has my kudos. On taxis, individuals, and the cover organization in the north altogether do not pay up to one third of what we pay in the south. PMB has failed in other sectors. Okay, Bashir is breaking everything down on WhatsApp this morning. I think I should go to Facebook and take a few thoughts from Facebook. With the body language of Mr. President, those calling for breakup have a very strong point. That's from John Zeno on Facebook. Itu Richie Chuk says, The president's mouth, one set of people is building house, have property all over the country. My own matter is food. Oh, let Mr. President open the border. Let food come in. Okay. All right. That's Richie who sent that in on Facebook. Let's quickly go over to YouTube where we're streaming as well. We'll take one or two comments from YouTube. Let's see who is here. Maye says, the president offered no hope of change. He wants open grazing, put security problems on the governors, even though he controls the police and the armed forces. Switch the Igbo for IPOB and we want peace? No. As Maye, who put that across on YouTube. I think I have like 30 seconds to go. app email says, I told people before this man was voted in. Now we are all regretting this man's leadership. Please, I beg, do not let us make this mistake in 2023. App email sent that in on YouTube where we're streaming live. Ladies and gentlemen, Lagos, Nigeria. This is how far we can go on the crossfire today. But this is not the end of this conversation. Absolutely not the end. On Monday, we'll bring people in the studio and everybody will dig in into the interview granted by the president yesterday. And we'll piece apart all the areas that have been talked about since yesterday that the interview held. All right. So join us on Monday on the crossfire. Of course, the conversation continues on all our shows as well. I mean, most of our shows, we have the same conversation on the president's interview. All right, so I'm Sheriff Quadri. Let's see if we can give somebody 10,000 naira today. Shall we do that? Stay here. I'll be
Are
right
you
back.
A salary earner and experiencing salary delays? In need of school fees, loan, or house rent?
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.